For US President Joe Biden, the three-day summit is a big diplomatic push, not just for individual countries, but for an entire continent. There is a tacit acknowledgement that Washington has neglected Africa during the Biden administration, focusing more on engagement in the Indo-Pacific. We're told the summit will be a mixture of top-level meetings, new initiatives, business deals, and a gala dinner at the White House. The Biden administration says it's about amplifying African voices. But it also presents an opportunity to counter the influence of China, following years of Beijing spending billions on infrastructure projects across the continent. And Russia is also gaining traction across Africa, now becoming the largest supplier of arms to the continent. But Biden has planned no one-on-one meetings with any of the African leaders, and there's no expectation of a signature policy coming out of the back end of the meetings. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.